تخریبین د قران کریم and this revelation of the Quran Kareem, there are certain benefits derived by its revelation. Practically, there are three basic benefits by the revelation of the Quran. Number one, the Quran Sharif says, وَلِيُنذَرُ بِهِ. Allah Ta'ala sent the farishtas, sent the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, so that they may warn the people, instill fear into the hearts of the people. And Allah revealed the Quran so that itmam hujjat takes place. A person can't make excuse on the day of Qiyamah, I didn't know. Allah says, didn't you read the Quran? Ala talayta, ala darayta. They did not recite the Quran, they did not ponder what's in the Quran. So itmam hujjat, people won't have no excuse on the day of Qiyamah. So Allah Ta'ala revealed the Quran to instill fear. And the second reason is, وَلِيَعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا هُوَ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ. So that they come to know that Allah is only one. There's not many Allah Ta'alas. There's only one Allah. There's only one Ma'bud. There's only one Maqsood. Only one person worthy of worship. Allah has made nafi of kufr. Allah Ta'ala has made nafi of shirk. Allah has made nafi of all those things. Nifaq, hypocrisy, all those things. Majusiyat, and fire worshipping, and then atheism nowadays. Atheism, don't believe in the wujud of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah has made nafi of all that. وَلِيَعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا هُوَ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ. It's only one Allah. Only one Allah. That concept of one Allah is a major concept. Tawheed. So the Quran Sharif came, and the Quran Sharif came to instill Tawheed and give us the ta'aleem of Tawheed. Because why? Our quwwat al-fikr, our power of thought, our power of mind, when it reaches its pinnacle, it will reach Tawheed. Allah has given us a mind. If we apply the mind properly, where the mind will reach? Tawheed. Why do you think so many Christians, they leave Christianity, come to Islam? Because the concept of Trinity, they can't understand it. Aksarum, actually nearly all of them, they don't understand what is Trinity. Then when they go in the church and they make ishkal there, they say that, no, explain Trinity, we can't understand the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, all this. Yeah, explain. What those fellows say? No, you mustn't question, you must just follow quietly. Then another thing is that our Sharia says that every person is born sinless. Kullu mauludin yuladu ala al-fitra. There, if the child is born, they baptize first. So the question is, if you're born sinless, then what's the reason for baptizing? They take the child, put in a water like they're drowning the baby inside. So the question is, that the concept of baptism also makes no sense. Because you're born without no sin, now what you're putting the child in the water for what reason? You see? So their things don't make any sense. Whereas the Quran Sharif primarily, if you reach the pinnacle of the fikr, you will reach towards Tawheed. So make nafi of this whole Trinity nonsense. وَلَا تَقُولُوا ثَلَاثَ إِنْتَهُ خَيْرًا لَكُمْ إِنَّمَا اللَّهُ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ وَإِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ. So many ayahs of Quran, Allah keeps on emphasizing the same thing over and over. And then وَلِيُنْذَرُوا بِهِ وَلِيَعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا هُوَ إِلَهُ وَاحِدُ وَلِيَذَّكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. After you have brought Tawheed, now you fix your aman, you take heed. Whatever ta'aleem Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us, we will conform to the ta'aleem of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because that's what's going to be most important. We die with Tawheed, we live with Tawheed, and we die with Tawheed. That is the ultimate ticket to Jannah, Tawheed. Obviously you have to believe in the Risalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And another concept which is very good in Islam is when we worship, we worship Allah directly. Another concept of Islam that's very beautiful is no person will carry the burden of somebody else. So you carry your own burden. So all these concepts of Islam is what the kuffar, they can't understand in their religion. They don't get the clarity that said. When they come to Islam, they get all the clarity in all aspects. So they come, they become Muslims. Allah Ta'ala gives the dawlat of Iman and Islam. See? Now on the day of Qiyamah, what's going to happen? Allah will make Hisab. Inna Allah sari'ul Hisab. Allah Ta'ala is very quick in His accountability. In the Akhirat. According to Sahib Jalalain, Allama Suyuti Rahimahullah, the Hisab will take place in half a day. Hisab will be complete on day of Qiyamah, half a day. So Allah Ta'ala will separate the good people and the bad people. Wamtazul yawma ayyuhal mujrimun. Allah will tell them separate. Good and bad can't be together. Iman and kufr can't go together. It's like oil and water. It can never mix. It has to be separated. Half a day. Allahu Akbar. But not half a day of this world. Half a day of the Akhirat. And that's for not only for the people, that's for everyone. Whether they are Ahlul Jannat also, and whether Ahlul Nar also. In half a day the full Hisab will take place. And they make istidlal from these ayat of the Qur'an al-Kareem. And it says in the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned how swift the Hisab is going to be. There are two ayats of the Qur'an where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the quickness of Hisab. He says regarding Ashabul Jannah, Ashabul Jannati yawma idhin khayrun mustaqarru wa ahsanu maqila. That the people of Jannah, mashallah, they will be having good istiqrar and comforts and everything. The Hura'een will be waiting for them. And they say, maqila wa ahsanu maqila. They'll be making qaylula. So by qaylula time, they'll already be in Jannah. By qaylula time, wa ahsanu maqila. The Quran Sharif says, by qaylula time, Jannat mein pahunch jayenge, qaylula tak pahunch jayenge. No, it's a qaylula. Qaylula is siesta. On the scale of fiesta. Siesta. In the afternoon, that midday nap that we take, that is called siesta. That's sunnat, that, to take that nap. In the Western countries, they don't know what is siesta. Siesta is the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Especially those people that get up at night to make ibadat. So it helps them to keep the back upright in the night. Because they get some rest in the day. Some shut eye in the day is very good. That is a good. That sunnat has left us now. Alhamdulillah, in the darlooms, to the fazl of Allah Ta'ala, our students, mashallah, they get a long afternoon nap. Mashallah. Right up to Zohar. And we even delay the Zohar namaz so the students can make it. Right, but they have 2 hours proper sleep in the afternoon. Right up to Zohar. Now the people of Jannah, by the siesta time, they're already in Jannah. And the same thing is going to apply to the people of Jahannam. ثُمَّ إِنَّ مَقِيلَهُمْ لَإِلَى الْجَحِيمِ. So they are also place of siesta. By siesta time, they'll also be in Jahannam. So dono ahle Jannah bhi jo hai, qailula ke waqt Jannah mein pahunch jayenge. Aur ahle Jahannam bhi qailula ke waqt Jahannam mein pahunch jayenge. You see, both sides, by Jahannam, by qailula. You know, I went to Durban one day. You see, now as you get older, then there's a thing called nocturia, where you have to get up in the night to go to urinate. You can't stop it. They say, once that starts happening, you must know you've gone old now. So in the middle of your sleep, so that you have to get up to go toilet. Now if that happens, you mustn't get worried. He told me it's normal. So he was an Egyptian doctor, urologist. So he said, I want to tell you something. So ji, farmaiye. He says, those people that make amal on the sunnat of qailula, that means they sleep in the afternoon. You see? That allows your akhlaat-e arba'a to reach correct balance. When I mean by akhlaat-e arba'a, I mean soda, safra, balgam and khun. Soda, your yellow bile, your black bile, your blood, your phlegm. That will reach equilibrium. So if you have that sleep in the afternoon, then inshallah you won't get up at night to go to the urinate. It won't trouble you. It won't bother you. Yes, if there's other ailments like sugar, diabetes and all, that's something else now. But you won't get that. It will make amal on that sunnah. So Egyptian doctor told me. So that sunnah you have is very important. You know, when I also heard from the ulama what they say, people today they want to become, they want to know who's a qutub and who's abdal. You know, these words are going around nowadays, qutub and abdal and all that. So people ask me, one person, brother, he asked me, he said, Mustafa, what's the difference between qutub and abdal? So the qutub masab is that person, he's on the highest level of wilayat. So Allah uses him for the hidayat of thousands, hundred thousands and millions of people. Allah uses him. There are not many in the world. So their lights, their hearts are like lights. So they just attract the people. Logo ki zindagi mein tabdili aa jati hai. So they are on the highest level of wilayat. They call qutub. Then the abdal, they are slightly lower level. So they are mostly, Allah uses them for the khidmat. For khidmat Allah uses them. That can be anyone. Even a person selling watermelons on the side of the road, he can also be abdal. There are about 40 of them in the world. They mostly are in Syria. You'll find them there in Syria. The 40, the abdals there in Syria. So people are asking these questions here. You see, regarding the abdals and regarding that. So nevertheless, the bottom line is, at the end of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that will make a very quick hisab. Inna rabbaka sari'ul hisab. Allah ta'ala will make a very quick hisab on the day of Qiyamah. So Ahl al-Jannat will reach there, and Ahl al-Jahannam will reach there. But in Ahl al-Jahannam, now when they reach there in Jahannam, obviously the Quran Sharif depicts what is going to happen to them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about it, that on the day of Qiyamah, وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ وَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ, everybody will come stand in front of Allah, whether you are Muslim, whether you are not Muslim, everybody will become face to face there with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when they're going into Jahannam, Allah will clothe them with qatiran, sarabiluhum min qatiran. Allah will make them with qatiran, the ahl of Jahannam. What is qatiran? You see, the camels, when they get a rash, now to treat their rash, they use like a black medicine. And that black medicine, it burns the skin. You see? So that will be applied to the bodies of the ahl of Jahannam, so the fire can catch properly. So like, you know, when we're making a braai, then we put blitz inside. So the fire can catch properly. So Allah will clothe the people of Jahannam with qatiran. وَتَغْشَى وُجُوهَهُمُ النَّارِ, and will catch them on their faces also. Will catch them. The fire will reach their faces. The fire will burn their faces. And the fire, Allah says, تَطَّلِعُ عَلَى الْأَفْئِدَةِ. You see? Because they never believe in Allah, outwardly also and inwardly. So the fire will also penetrate, look inside the heart also. Directly onto the heart. تَطَّلِعُ عَلَى الْأَفْئِدَةِ. Right into the heart also. The fire will reach there. لِيَجْزِيَ اللَّهُ كُلَّ نَفْسٍ مَّا كَسَبَتْ. Allah Ta'ala will make it jaza for every person, whatever he has done in this world, they will be reckoned for it. Now when that happens now, you must remember when people will go into Jahannam, right? Once they reach into Jahannam, the kafirs will see that there's also mu'mineen here. The believers also in Jahannam. Those that done all, Gorak done, Allah make us maaf, forgive us. Yeah. So those that have done all the wrong things, going to end up in Jahannam. Now the kafirs going to meet the believers in Jahannam. Now they're going to say, how? How you fellows? You all said, if you got iman, if you, because here iman supposed to save you from Jahannam, but your iman never saved you from Jahannam. How you still ended up here in Jahannam? But iman never saved you. So the kafirs now will start taunting the believers in Jahannam. When this starts happening, then this will bring displeasure to Allah. When the kafirs will start taunting, the ashabul nar will be start taunting ashabul jannah, the people of the iman. Ashab kuffar will start taunting the people of iman. How you all ended up here? You all said iman supposed to save you. How you came here? So Allah, then that will make Allah Ta'ala angry. Allah naraz ho jayenge. Us waqt. Then Allah Ta'ala, He will tell the people, okay, now make a'lan for shafa'at. Let Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam intercede. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will intercede. Then Allah Ta'ala will take out any person with iman, even one small atom of iman in his heart, Allah will take him out of Jahannam and will be burnt black. So Allah Ta'ala then will dip them in Nehrul Hayat, and then they will go into Jannat. So this is what's going to happen. So now at that point, when this happens, when Allah Ta'ala takes out the believers from Jahannam, and now who's going to be left in Jahannam? Only kafirs. Only kafirs are left. Now the hasrat going to hit them. رُبَمَا يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ كَانُوا مُسْلِمِينَ رُبَمَا يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ كَانُوا مُسْلِمِينَ See, now, because all now they look around, there's no believers left. All are gone, only kafirs left in Jahannam. Now, rubama generally, it comes for sometimes. It comes for qillat also, and rubama can come for kasrat also. It can be used from qabila tazar. It can be used both ways. So most of the mufassirin say, here in this context, rubama, it came for kasrat. It never come for qillat. So then most of the time now in Jahannam, that's the thought that it was going to play in their brains. Law kanu muslimin. If only we were Muslims. If only we read the shahada. If only. Allahu Akbar. And some mufassirin say, no, the rubama is for qillat. Yeah. Keep it on qillat. There's no need to take it for kasra. Rubama yawaddu alladhina kafaru law kanu muslimin. So Allah says, zarhum ya'kulu wa yatamatta'u. Leave them in the dunya. Let them enjoy. Zarhum ya'kulu wa yatamatta'u wa yulhihim al-amalu fasawfa ya'lamu. They'll come to know what's going to happen to them in Jahannam. So Allah will remove all the believers. They all will go into Jannah. At some point, every believer will be out. Some of Jahannam going. Then the only kafirs are left alone in Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. That is why Jahannam is not a small thing. Allah save us from Jahannam. As I mentioned to you last week, that saving oneself from Jahannam is more important than going into Jannah. فَمَنْ زُحْزِيَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَاسْ First save yourself from Jahannam. And how will we save ourselves from Jahannam? It comes in a hadith that there are three eyes. Fire of Jahannam won't touch them. Fire of Jahannam won't touch them. Aynun bakat min khashyatillah. That eye that cries out of the fear of Allah Ta'ala. Shed a tear. One tear came out. And you know, the tear don't have to be a big one also. The hadith sharif says, even the size of a head of a fly, that much tear came in the eye. The size of the head of a fly. Now a fly is small, Malam. Fly is so small. So a little bit tear came out from the eye. Allah will not let Jahannam burn that person. Allah will not. Aynun bakat min khashyatillah. Wa aynun batat tahrusu fi sabilillah. That person stayed up at night one night. Said in jihad. We're looking after the boundaries of Islam. Or he stayed up awake whole night so that the people can sleep in peace. He done some chokidari. Saibat. He made pehra. He went all round. Saibat. He became the haris of the night, the guard of the night. So for that, Allah will... He kept his eye open for Allah. For protecting the Darul Islam, the land, the boundaries. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala... Because of that, Allah won't let him go into Jahannam. Allah will save him from Jahannam. And the third person is that person that he protected his eyes from mumana'at, what Allah is prohibited from. He never do all those haram things there. He protected his eyes. Also, his eye also won't go into Jahannam. When we say his eye won't go, we mean juz, but murad kul. That means the whole body won't go into Jahannam. So that is very, very important. Allah Ta'ala save us. Allah Ta'ala save us. Mufti Yunus sent me one nice clip during the course of the 1-2 weeks ago, during the week. He says there's 5 things we can benefit from a child. How many things? 5 things we can benefit from a child. Khamsu khisalin, Allama Suyuti rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned, khamsu khisalin, fil atfari, law wujidat fil kibar, ma'a rabbihim lakanu min awliya. If you find this thing here, these qualities in a elderly person, what we find in a child, will become the awliya of Allah Ta'ala, the friends of Allah Ta'ala. What are the 5 qualities of a child that we should emulate and learn from a child? Number 1, wahiya admul ihtimami bil rizq. The child doesn't worry about risk. Because risk is predetermined by Allah Ta'ala. Now it doesn't mean that now we must all go home and sleep away and our risk will fall from the sky on top of our heads. It doesn't mean that. Right? But it means that you must make an effort but don't overdo it. Because you're still only going to get how much Allah wants to give you. You need, a person think if I work now 7 days a week, my risk will increase. But your body needs the rest. Your family needs you at home. Your children have to see you. All that. Now 7 days a week working to make what acha kaam kar raha. But you are doing, you're making overindulgence. Aapko kaam bhi karna hai, but you have to balance your life out properly. And you have to realize that how much Allah wants to give me, He'll give it to me. I can open 5 branches, 10 branches. But your miqdar muayyan hai wahi, Allah Ta'ala is going to give me, not going to give me anything extra. Do you understand it? In the meantime, we're running now from pillar to post, from pillar to post, pillar to post. There's no need for that. You become ghulam of the dunya. Don't become ghulam of the dunya. Become ghulam of the akhirat. So therefore, learn from a child. The child, he doesn't worry about his risk. He knows, my mother is there, my mother will feed me. So my father is there, my father will earn money, he'll bring. He's got itminan. So that we must also have itminan. Number two is, وَعَدْمُ الشِّكْوَى عِنْدَ الْمَرَضِ. The child doesn't complain when he's sick. So don't make wawila, and don't cry, and don't complain, and shikwa, shikayat. So don't do all those things. Like our child, when the child is sick, the child will cry to his mother, that's it, khalas. But if cry, don't make complaints like how we will make complaints. See, one is izhari halat. That is something else. Somebody asks you, how are you feeling? Now you can't say, if you're sick, you must say, I'm feeling sick. But alhamdulillah, inshallah, I hope to recover. Say things like that. Inshallah, that's why we may give the person dua. La basan tahurun laka, inshallah. So those kind of things. But don't complain. Don't complain to a point now you are making atiraz against Allah. Allah knows what He's doing. Allah gives good health also. Allah Ta'ala gives sickness also. When good health comes, that's also from Allah Ta'ala. We must cherish that. Sickness comes, that's also from Allah Ta'ala. We must cherish that. There's a reason for all that. Sickness, it washes all the sins away. Number three, وَتَنَاوُلُ الطَّعَامُ مُجْتَمِعِينَ. You will find children, they eat together. They all sit together and they eat. Not one person this side, one person. Nowadays, the whole thing is gone upside down. They have the food in the kitchen, each person will come on his time to eat. Sorry, but one person, he'll come after Asr to eat, next fellow will come after Maghrib, next fellow will come after Isha. The family don't eat together. So that's not right that. At least spend some time together as a family. Have a meal together. So everybody, father, mother, children, everybody sit together and eat. Sorry, but and eat from one kuncha. That's also important. That sunnah also is gone now. Although it's permissible to eat in your own plate, but what is sunnah? To eat from the same plate, 2-3 people must share the food. That is the sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ. Now I was telling you about Qutb and Abdal. People tell, what is Qutb and Abdal? So one morning I said, that do you know how to reach the maqam of Qutb and Abdal? The maqam of reaching Qutb and Abdal is, if you are living in a certain places, in a certain place and the sunnahs are dead, you bring the sunnahs alive in the area that you are living in. Allah will give the maqam of Qutb and Abdal. You just say you went one place, now the people are not eating on the floor, eating on the tables, we started that sunnah, we start eating with our hands, all the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, any food fell on the floor, we picked it up. We done all the things the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to do, we start doing all those things. So we bring sunnah alive in our homes. So when we go back home, we reach the maqam of Qutb and Abdal. That's the point I wanted to make then. I just forgot about it. Slipped off. So to become a Qutb and Abdal, make ihya of sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that was the third one. Eat with like the children all together. Number four, this is connected to the topic of discussion. Wal bukaa'u 'inda al-khawf. Wal bukaa'u 'inda al-khawf. When you fear, you start crying. Fear Allah Ta'ala. Shed tears. Sa'ibat. In front of Allah Ta'ala. And extinguish the fire of Jahannam with the tears. Allah Ta'ala, give that tawfiq also. Sa'ibat. That we must cry in front of Allah Ta'ala. Sahaba, when they used to listen to the Quran Sharif also, they used to cry. وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَىٰ أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمَىٰ. Sa'ibat, you see the Sahaba, their eyes are crying when they're listening to the Quran. It touches the Quran. You know this is from Allah. You can hear it's from Allah. You can understand the meaning is from Allah. It will just touch your heart, the Quran, if you understand what the Qari is reading. It's going to go straight into the heart. You see? And number four is وَسُرْعَةُ السُّلْحِ بَعْدَ الْخِصَامِ. You see? Now if there's two children are fighting, the children are always fighting. This fellow took my toy, that fellow did this to me, that fellow. They start fighting the children. وہ خوب لگتے ہیں. لیکن 2 minutes کے بعد پھر بھول جاتے ہیں. After 2 minutes, there's no more fighting. They're back together again. They hug one another. They kiss one another. And so that they made up. They just now they were fighting 1 minute ago, screaming, crying, everything. But next thing you know, they forgot about it. So that's why don't have enemies in the world. Don't fight. And if something has to happen, then don't keep that grudge for years and years now. So that keeping grudges for years and years and years. That we may not be like a child. So once that things happen, and then after that you just forget about it and move on and make maafi talafi and then hug and make maafi and move on. So that's very, very important. And just 1-2 last final points. I was reading Hazrat Qari Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi has mentioned. You see, you know, in India at the moment, to say I love Muhammad is a crime. In the states where the BJP is ruling, 2,500 people have been thrown in jail for saying I love Muhammad. You're not allowed to even say I love Muhammad publicly. If you say I love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they'll throw you in jail. In India, currently I'm talking about now, today, in the BJP led states. So in an era like this year, when they don't want you to even be connected to your Nabi, we as Muslims have to have more love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam more than at any other time. More than any other time. We must have love for Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Must always be connected to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Qari Tayyasar Rahmatullah Alayhi says, you know, when you're going in the train, you get the first class. And then you get the servant's class. Servant class is like the third class. Now in the first class, you get the AC and everything. You get, mashallah, you get a nice, beautiful breeze coming inside, cool breeze coming in the train. In the third class, you get nothing like that. Hot wind is coming inside. But the third class is connected to the first class. At no stage, they're going to tell you, because you're sitting in the servant's class, you must get off. That compartment is connected to that first one. That carriage is connected to the first carriage, the first class. So understand it like this, Qari Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, that the first class is the class in which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is inside there. That's his class. That's his class. And we are in the servant's class. We are in the servant's class, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is in the first class. You understand? But nobody will tell you that because you are in the servant's class, you must get off the train. But because that dabba is linked up to that first dabba, that first dabba will be pulling you with it. So in Jannat, what will happen also, Nabi alayhi salam will be on his maqam, because he was in the first class. But then the servants are not going to be thrown out also, because they are still linked to that first carriage. They're not going to be thrown out of Jannat. Instead, the gunegar, the people who were the servants, that was on the third class people, just because of their affiliation and connection to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they will not be thrown out of Jannat. They will be together with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannat. Wherever the first class is going, the third class is going in the same place. Where the first class is stopping, the third class is stopping in the same place. So you have to be connected to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it comes in one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam: كَيْفَ تَحْلِكُ أُمَّةٌ أَنَا أَوَّلُهَا. How can that ummah be destroyed that I'm the first of that ummah? وَالْمَهْدِيُ وَسْتُهَا. And Imam Mahdi is the middle of that ummah. وَالْمَسِيحُ آخِرُهَا. And Masih Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will be the end of that ummah. Nobody is going to be able to wipe out the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Based on this hadith, this ummah is here to stay. The ummah is not going anywhere. The hadith says, كَيْفَ تَحْلِكُ أُمَّةٌ. How can that ummah be destroyed? أَنَا أَوَّلُهَا. I'm the first of it. وَالْمَهْدِيُ وَسْتُهَا. And Imam Mahdi is in the middle of them. وَالْمَسِيحُ آخِرُهَا. And Masih Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is the end. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us connected to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That connection must be made stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. And Allah give us the tawfiq also of shedding tears out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sanaji, don't become bare-bark, become fearless, and just do whatever we want, whenever we want. No, at least fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, you know, there's going to be accountability for what we are doing, what we are saying, how we're treating people. All the huquq has to be up to date. Let us be mindful of all this, yeah. So this is very, very important, because Allah's hisab on the day of Qiyamah will be very quick. It will be very swift. As the Quran Sharif said, Inna Rabbaka Sari'ul Hisab. Allah's accountability will be very quick on the day of Qiyamah. So let us be on the correct side of the accountability. Allahumma hasibna hisaba yaseera wa nanqalibu ila ahlina masura wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.